Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, so sorry about that. I was looking, Carl, for this story this morning. This is reporting from somewhere in Syria, and I don't know if it's Damascus or Aleppo or where he was. Richard Engel of NBC News. Listen to this.
There is one word I'm hearing over and over again. It is Hurriya. Arabic
freedom. Arabic for freedom, and then he gets drowned out with a guy who's got a fully automatic appears to be like a 50 cal on a truck behind him, and he's firing it in the air. It's in celebration of Bashar al-Assad being run out of Syria. I mean, it's big news, and we've been talking about it all week anyway. Fortunate enough to have Victoria Coates on with us this morning, former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump. And, of course, she's also a foreign policy expert with the Heritage Foundation these days, has a new book on the market as well. Victoria, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you on. I mean, and timely for us. So what do you make of what's going on in Syria and sort of the vacuum that's being created as Donald Trump takes office?
Yeah, this is really a historic series of events, because bear in mind the Assad family has ruled Syria with an iron fist for more than 50 years, so more than half a century. And they seem sort of inevitable. They were never going anywhere. We know the Biden administration was trying to approach them about potentially doing a deal to peel them off their Iranian paymasters to try to get Assad to be more oriented toward the West. And they were even pressuring the Israelis to give them territory in the Golan Heights to sweeten that deal. And I'm sure Assad would have been happy to take the territory and any economic relief that came with it. But there's no way he was ever going to voluntarily renounce the Iranians. And the fact that he's in Moscow now tells you everything you need to know about his relationship with the Russians. So good that he's gone. That was always a fantasy that he could be turned. But we've got to be careful, Mark, about these HTS rebels supported by Turkey who have, you know, over the last 2 weeks, been on this lightning campaign to topple that government. They're all a designated terrorist group. Their leader, Al-Ghilani, has a $10 million bounty on his head, and you know that it's possible we may have released a worse monster here.
Wow. I know you've written a book on Israel and obviously the state of things over there. Does it have a direct impact for Israel at this point?
Yes, this is going to be a key development for Israel. In the book, The Battle for the Jewish State, the second chapter delves into the history of the U.S. Israel alliance, which involved Syria over and over again. Syria was one of the Arab nations which, after the Assad took over, was very actively engaged in trying to destroy the modern state of Israel. And once that didn't work, they got involved in supporting, after 1979, the Iranian regime, as I said, but also Hezbollah and Lebanon. They were the main conduit between Iran and Lebanon that fueled that Iranian terrorist proxy. So this is a huge development for Israel. I was there last week. They were actually concerned with the point I just made that getting rid of Assad is good, but not if we replace them with a bunch of Al-Qaeda and ISIS offshoots.
Sure.
So they are taking very dramatic action now to try to shore up the security of their northern border. They've been really worried about the border with Lebanon. Now they've got to be worried about Syria, too, and they're also doing the Lord's work, destroying Assad's weapons caches, including in concert with the Americans, his caches of chemical weapons.
Well, this is such a key time, like you mentioned, for Israel, and now you have Benjamin Netanyahu in court, right? He's testifying his own trial for these supposed corruption charges. I mean, what kind of challenges does Netanyahu now face in light of all that?
Yeah, Kim, this is sounding a little familiar, isn't it? That the one guy who's showing actual leadership on the world stage is suddenly being dragged into court on corruption charges.
Yeah.
And that was all anyone in Israel would talk about last week, is how can they do this at a time of war when the country largely supports, I mean, the large majority support Netanyahu in his prosecution of the war. They're very supportive of the actions he's taken over the last 3 months. not to, you know, appease Hamas and Hezbollah, to actually decimate them, take out their leadership and their ability to function as organized fighting forces. And that's a huge step, not just for Israel, but for the United States. Bear in mind, these people have a ton of American blood on their hands. And so I think this is really unfortunate timing for this lawsuit. But as I said, we've seen this movie before.
Yeah, true. We're talking to Victoria Coates, who's got a new book out called The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. There's a big opportunity here that you see for Donald Trump in the Middle East, where he was already on the right track when he left office last time.
Absolutely. And that's actually the key theme of the battle for the Jewish state, which is, you know, you have 4 years of the Trump administration. You wind up with the first peace deals between Israel and Arab neighbors in 25 years, a really extraordinary achievement. I guess I missed the part where he won the Nobel Peace Prize for that, which he absolutely deserved. But, then you have 3.5 years of the Biden-Harris administration. You wind up with October 7th and now a year of horrific war. So, you know, those two records are crystal clear, black and white to me. And I think not, again, coincidentally, we have Hamas suddenly producing lists of hostages they're prepared to release, knowing after President Trump's statement on Truth Social last week that there is going to be, quote, hell to pay if they don't let them out, first and foremost, the Americans.
Tell you what, Victoria, we'll look forward to seeing you on Fox News here in a few minutes, I understand. The book is available on December 17th, so you can get it in time for the holidays. Victoria Coates, great having you on again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
Absolutely. The Battle for the Jewish State, I'm looking at it on Amazon. Pre-orders now. The title's released December 17th, so coming up early next week. You can get your hands on it.
Get more at 971talk.com.